You have reached emergency roadside assistance. My name is Regini. Are you currently in need of roadside assistance?
Yeah, I'm trying to call roadside assistance. I'm not sure what it is that you need. You need the VIN number or how?
I first start out by getting your first and last name.
Oh, sorry about that. My first name is Juan. Last name, Sahagun. Sahagun.
Thank you. And also, can I get a good callback number just in case we get disconnected?
820-465-9974.
Okay, and the number is area code 820-465-9974.
Yes.
Okay, now may I please have your full policy number and the last six digits of your VIN number?
Yeah, so the policy number is
0401-06-141-841-899. And
the
last six of that VIN.
And the VIN would be 801445.
And that VIN number, that policy number was 0401-06-140-141-899.
Yes.
And that VIN number was 801445.
Yes.
One moment, please.
All right.
Can I get you to verify the address associated with that policy, please?
729 South C Street, Apartment G, Oxnard, California, 93030.
Thank you. And the year, make, model, and color of the disabled vehicle?
It is a 1996 black Cadillac Seville.
And reason for service today?
I'm trying to see. Well, I'm not sure what it is that's wrong with my car, but it's not starting. I know it's not the battery. We just tried jumping it, but the vehicle still would not start up.
Okay.
I'm just trying to see if I could probably get it towed right here to my house. I live literally not too far from here.
Okay. Ask a couple questions for this tow. Is the vehicle in a parking garage?
No, it's actually outside on the side of the road.
Okay. Has the vehicle been modified or lowered to the ground?
No, the vehicle, it's all stock, so it comes as low as it comes.
Are you able to shift the vehicle out of the park gear? Would it go in neutral?
Yes, we are.
Is the vehicle a four-wheel drive, all-wheel drive, or a standard two-wheel?
Front-wheel drive.
And is this service a result of an accident?
No.
And will you be the person with the vehicle when the provider
gets
there?
Yes.
Due to COVID-19, some service providers are not allowing customers to ride. Some will decline service due to passengers. And it might take me a little longer to find one that's accepting passengers. So would you be needing a ride with a provider, or you secure your own ride?
I would try to at least go with the tow truck driver.
And how many passengers?
It's most likely going to be one. The max two, if I could have somebody else not pick up my other partner.
Okay. I'll see. Can I get if you're allowed to? But normally they don't like one, maybe two. But due to COVID, they'll.
Yeah.
I can do. Okay, may I please have the address where you're currently located for the disabled vehicle?
Can I just see how much would the service be?
You are covered for 15 miles. Anything over 15 miles will be out of pocket expense.
It'll most likely, I'm trying to see because I'm trying to see what was my best option. So it's more than 15 miles where I need to cover. It's like towards Malibu, but I live more towards Oxnard.
It's more than 15 miles?
It's going to be about, I don't know, 40 miles the max.
Okay, I can tell you that the providers charge anywhere from $5 to $10 per mile.
Damn, I don't have any cash on me. If they could throw it to my house, I mean, that'd be great.
Okay, I can get the address where you at, put it in, and get you a quote if you would like.
Yeah, I guess that'll help. Anything is, like, we're on the side of the road, so there is, like, no direct location. It's just, like, next to, I would consider it an interstate.
Okay, I can send an SMS to your phone. Once you click this SMS, you can read me that longitude and latitude, and I can map your location.
Okay, yeah, that's fine. The only thing is we're about almost 30 miles out from Oxnard to where at least the location that needs to be.
Okay, you'll just be responsible for paying that provider rent then for that overage.
So how much would that be?
I won't know until I reach out to some providers, but I can tell you that they start at $5 all the way up to $10 per mile.
Okay, yeah, that's fine with me.
Okay.
If they cover me for 50, I could, because that's already half the mileage there.
Okay. I just sent that SMS to your phone.
So I'm reading it. It says, user denied the request for geolocation.
Okay, you'll make sure that your location is on your phone.
Can you please repeat that?
Could you make sure that your location is on your phone?
Yeah, I believe it is.
Okay. Could you tell me what interstate you're on? And are you southbound, northbound, west?
I am on Malibu. It's called the 1. It's on the side of the road. It's an interstate. It connects Oxnard from Malibu and then from Malibu to Los Angeles. I am on the right-hand side, which is closer to the ocean.
Headed toward the ocean?
It's on the side looking at the ocean, but we're on the route that connects from Malibu to Los Angeles. It's kind of hard to explain in a sense.
Okay. One moment. Do you see any exit signs or mile markers?
Oh, yeah, there were far past those. There is, like, really none really near us right now.
Okay. Okay, one moment. Yes, sir.
I'm trying to see if, give me one moment. I'm trying to see if I'm able to find a way to pull my current location.
Okay, yes, I forgot about that as well. You can ask Google or Siri, map your current location.
Okay, so I was able to pull up the coordinates.
Okay, go ahead with them.
So it's 34.08544 degrees north and 119.09
0.54198 degrees west.
119.054. Okay.
418, yes.
All right, one moment.
Maybe we'll find out the coordinates. I don't know if you want her to give you a ride, and then Antonio will just ride back. That way you can at least make it to your house. That's right.
And if not, I can always pick you guys up after.
Yeah, that's fine.
You want to tell her?
Yeah. Hey, where did Tony go? Hey, Tony! Kelly!
Okay, and that latitude was 34.0854419.
The north or the west?
The latitude.
The only way that I'm reading them right now, it's north and west. So the north was 34.08544 degrees north.
Okay, there you go.
And
four,
the
four.
Other one, oh.
Gotcha. I got it. That was it. That's the one that I was confused on. Because when you start the longitude, it was running them together, and I was like, hold on, wait a minute. But I got you now.
Fucking no man. She's with her sister.
What the fuck?
What's up, bro?
What is it?
She's with her sister. Yeah, cool, but still, I don't want the lawyer. That's why we're...
Okay. It actually said that you're in... You don't have no out-of-pocket expense. You're in your mileage.
Oh, okay, sweet.
So, I got you all mapped and located. Now, I'm going to reach out to some providers to see can I get someone out there to assist as soon as possible.
Okay,
you
thank
have,
you so much.
You're welcome. You have opted into our text message service, so you will receive a text with your provider's name, number, and ETA time.
Okay, so this is going to cover me from this location all the way to my house?
Yes, sir, according to the address. They got you at the Navy Air Station Point.
No, I'm located more... towards Oxnard, but I am towards the Navy base, actually.
Okay, that's the road they got you on. And I'm going to also put the side note that where a customer stated he's on Malibu 1 on the right side looking towards the ocean, the route that connects to Oxford.
Oxnard to Malibu. It's right next to a big rock. But we'll be standing outside so the tow truck driver can at least see us. I have a gray sweater with some black shorts and a Raider hat. So that way, that's at least a description he's able to look for.
Yes, sir. Okay. And then I'm going to send a text to your phone with your provider's information so you'll be able to contact them as well.
Okay, then thank you so much.
You're welcome. If there's nothing else I can assist with, we thank y'all for calling the Emergency Roadside Assistance. Bye-bye.
Thank you, sir. Bye-bye.